T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Sarah Eisger, political analyst, is joining us live this morning. Sarah, I want to talk about something that's coming up in the very near future, a little over a month from now. And, you know, maybe a lot of our listeners are thinking about this because they're traveling back from the Monday night football game at the airport this morning. TSA workers will be facing a vaccination mandate. The date for that mandate, it's being put in place the Monday before Thanksgiving. I don't even know what the question is after that. It's just literally stating that and then stating that about 40% of TSA workers have not gotten the vaccine. I mean, are we setting ourselves up for a huge calamity around the holiday travel season? And who are we pointing the finger at, if so?
Very interesting date to pick, because it gives a lot of leverage to the TSA employees who don't want to get vaccinated, and not a lot of leverage to the Biden administration the Monday before Thanksgiving, and also the first Thanksgiving after COVID, in which people really can see their families potentially for the first time in 2 years. So, yeah, I also have questions about that. And look, you know, you go from Thanksgiving straight into holiday travel and Christmas and all of that, but the Monday before Thanksgiving seems like especially fraught compared to even picking, you know, December 10th or something like that.
You know, I don't know if it's the FAA or who it is that set that deadline, but if they really wanted to have that mandate in place, why didn't they put it in place like right now when healthcare workers and, you know, other public service employees across, you know, cities across the country are being mandated now, not late November?
I know. It does feel like they have set themselves up for failure either intentionally or unintentionally. You know, fingers crossed, a lot of TSA employees choose to get vaccinated in the next few weeks.
Do you have any insight into how a decision like that is made and, you know, who, if anybody, has the ability to raise their hand and say, you know, hold on a second, is this date intentional? Are you just picking it out of a hat because there are, you know, consequences to picking this date in particular?
So, interestingly, one of my first jobs out of college was at the FAA under the Department of Transportation. So the FAA administrator would probably be the one in a normal course of events to weigh in on that. But the Secretary of Transportation, Pete Buttigieg, would be sort of the final call on that sort of thing. He, of course, just came back from paternity leave. It's kind of unclear whether he would have known about the date, signed off on the date, or whether he can weigh in now. But, of course, if they change it, that also now comes with implications down the line. Well, if you've changed it once, why don't you change it again after the holidays entirely? And, you know, all of a sudden we're at Valentine's Day.
And Senator Chuck Schumer, he's calling for more canine dogs to be the, you know, solution to this. He wants the dogs brought in so that they don't need as many TSA employees. You know, in the long run, could then we see more dogs at the airport rather than actually people screening you?
Well, I assume I'm not the only one who would just like more dogs in everyday life. I am actually for canine units, more of them for all sorts of things, be it opioid detection and in mail services, but also medical screenings. I mean, the things that dogs' noses can do are incredible, and we are not taking advantage of our best friends out there. Whether it fixes our TSA problem, though, I'm not sure, because a lot of that tends to be you know, people in line not taking off their shoes, having stuff in their pockets. I'm not sure the dogs can really communicate, hey, did you leave your cell phone in your pocket?
No, come on. Scooby did it, right? So we can have someone else.
And Scooby combined.
Don't see what the big problem is there. All right, so we have this deadline coming up. We'll keep an eye on that. But aside from that, anything, you know, about Colin Powell passing away yesterday as you look back at his legacy?
I really appreciated that. I think his legacy was summarized last night as people, you know, across the aisle, across the political spectrum, appreciated who he was as a public servant, that he really, you know, was a member of the Republican Party, undoubtedly, but transcended. He wasn't playing for a team. He was playing for America. And I think that we would all do well to take a lesson from his life.
I mean, should his death cause any doubt about the vaccine's efficacy at this point?
I mean, he was struggling with cancer, multiple myeloma, something that my uncle passed away from as well. You know, he was double vaccinated, but at that point, when you are in the end stages of a very serious cancer, you know, you are in that group, age-wise he was, but also health-wise, in the most vulnerable, where, yes, the vaccine absolutely protects someone a lot more than if they were unvaccinated, but it is still a very deadly disease. And I think that's what we saw here is actually the importance of being vaccinated and just how serious COVID can be.
Sarah, thanks so much for the time this morning. Sarah Eisker, political analyst with us live.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.